Tezayin of Adaf, I had a miserable yomtiv, miserable yomtiv, because both of you abandoned me. Tezayin of Adaf, Mishnignas Arun Nignas Yimaitin Saman, Daf Tezayin of Adaf, when the Arun was put in Geniza, okay, when the Arun was put in Geniza, Nignas Yimaitin Sene Saman, the man. When the Arun was put in Geniza, the was put in Geniza with it. Fine. How do you know that? That's a Messiah. That's the Messiah. Vayta. Utsloich is what else? Utsloich shal Shemana Mishcha. A container of Shemana Mishcha. Umakle shal Aroin. Aroin staff that was parach, that blossomed with almonds, buds, flowers. Uperachav, Ushkeidav, the flowers and the almonds. The argosh, Shivu Polishtim, Asham, Lilke Yisrael, in the box, which the Polishtim, they returned as a gift to the Jewish people. Vayta. Yoshiyahu Genozai. Who put, the Gemara says, who, me Genozai. Who put the Aron in Geniza? Who put, now the Gemara is going back and wants to know, it was going back to the previous sugya of Mishnignas for Aron. Right, Aron was Nignas. Who is the one that put the Aron HaKodesh in Geniza in safekeeping? So the Gemara says, Yoshiyahu. Yoshio was the fourth last king in the Jewish people. After Yoshio, there were three more kings, 3/4. Who were they? Shlaimi. Who were the next four kings in the Jewish people after Yoshio? There was Yehoiachaz, Yehoiakim, and Tzidkiyahu. And there was another one in between, Yehoiachin. And Tzidkiyahu, there were really four kings, four Jewish kings. Yehoiachin was taken down to Bavel by Nebuchadnezzar with the Chodesh v'Hamaskir, with 10,000 of the best, of the finest of the Jewish people. They went down to Bavel, and he died 22 years before the Chumash HaMikdash. He was roi to be the Melech HaMashiach. He turned around Klal Yisrael. He was inspirational in the greatest Baal Teshuvah movement of the history of the Klal Yisrael. And he died, what happened with him? Paro Necho wanted to march through Eretz Yisrael to Carchemish to fight with his enemy, Melech Ashur. And Yoshio thought, he felt that he was living in the times of Mashiach. And it says in the Pasuk, V'cherev le'savar ba'artzecha, afilu cherev shel sholem. So he told Paro Necho, do not dare pass through the land. Yirmiyahu came to Yoshio and told him, you're not holding on that madrega, even though outwardly the Klal Yisrael appears to be tzaddikim, but inwardly, secretly, they're surfing the web. They're doing things in secret that are not correct, and therefore they're not on that madrega, and therefore I'm giving you a command that you should let Paro Necho march through the land. Yoshio did not pay attention, did not listen to the advice of Yirmiyahu. He disobeyed a direct order from a Navi. And therefore he was Chayiv Nisa. He went out to battle, and Paro Necho's soldiers shot into his body 300 arrows. They perforated his body like a sieve. Okay? That was Yoshio. Yoshio, even though Yoshio thought the Mashiach was coming.
And he famously whispered those words.
Tzadik Hashem, Tzadiku Hashem, Ki Piu Morisi. On the battlefield, Yirmiyahu went out to listen to his dying words. And he bent over and he heard him say the words Tzadiku Hashem ki yufiu marisi vayikoinein Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu. And he delivered a eulogy, and the eulogy of Yirmiyahu is recorded in the Kinois of Tisha B'Av. Now, Yoshiyahu, he was the one who perceived that the Churban is coming very soon, so he took the Aron HaKodesh and he took the Aron out of the Kodesh HaKodeshim and he put the Aron in Geniza. He buried it somewhere. Somewhere we do not know where it is. Yoshiyahu Genozai, Kevon Shirosh Akasim Yelich Hashem Eschav Yislachav Yashar Tokim Olecha Elgoya Shilu Yadata Atva Masecha. In fact, this pasuk was how the whole Teshuvah movement came about. When Chilkiyahu HaKohen was doing renovations in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a point in time when, in the beginning of his life, he was 16 years old at that time. He was 8 years old when he became king. Yoshio was 8 years old, and 8 years later, there were renovations taking place in the Beis HaMikdash that was under the leadership of Chilkiyahu HaKohen, and they doing the renovations, they dug up something, and they found a Sefer Torah. They never saw a Sefer Torah before. Could you imagine, Shlomi? They did not know what the Daf Yomi looked like.
He was a young fellow.
and they opened up the Sefer Torah to the pasuk. It was opened up to the pasuk where it says Yoylech Hashem, Yoylech Hashem, Yoylech Hashem Oyscha Yes Malkecha Asher Takim Olecha El Goya Shelo Yadav Atav Avasech. Hashem will take you. Hashem will take you and your king that you put upon you to a nation. So it's an amazing thing over here that this pasuk was the pasuk which inspired Yoshio to begin the greatest Baal Teshuvah movement in the history of the Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, he also took precautions and he took the Arad and he put it in Geniza. This is a Chacham. A Chacham is a person who does both. You have emunah that you're going to turn around Klal Yisrael. But he also took precautions. They don't talk about this on Tisha B'Av. When you go on Tisha B'Av, this is amazing. They don't talk about this on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, they just talk about Yoshua, that he was such a great person, that he went and turned around the Klal Yisrael. He was instrumental in the greatest Baal Teshuv movement. But they forget to mention the Gemara Masech Tashkolim, and after Zaynam and Aleph, my favorite daf in Shas, where Yoshiyahu had the insight that despite his optimism and his resolve to transform Klal Yisrael into and bring Mashiach at the Kach, where he said the Ched of Lesavar Ba'artzach, and we're living in those times, he didn't put all his eggs in one basket. He still took precautions and took the Aron and put the Aron in Geniza just in case the Migdash will be destroyed. Isn't that amazing? It's a contradiction. If you really believe you're living in the time of the Ched of Lesavar Ba'artzach at Kidei Kach, then you're willing to disobey a direct order of a Navi. How come then you went and you put the urn in Geniza? How can you put the urn in Geniza? Okay, there's a lot to be said about that. I want to suggest is that if he would not have put the urn in Geniza, then in the Hanami he would have been able, nothing would have happened to him. Because that goes to show that he really believes that we're living in times of Mashiach. The fact that he still put the urn in Geniza shows that he really acknowledged that we're now living in times of Mashiach. So then you have to acknowledge that it's not the generation where you were Lechev L'Sav Ba'artzchem. See what I'm trying to say? That's not a nice thing that I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say is that the real resolve, if he really believed that he was Mashiach and Klal Yisrael were doing teshuva ad kedei kach to such a degree where you can say v'chev l'sava v'artzachem, so take the Aron out of Geniza. You can't burn the candle on both sides. How does the expression go? You can't have both. You can't go put the Aron in Geniza and say to the Navi and say v'chev l'savar v'aretzachem. You can't have both. It's a chiddush to say such a thing. Okay, to say that it's totally zebezen. That's why it was a contradiction. But that's what the Bovier says. Omar Mugunozai, I'm telling you, I just told you now you're not going to hear by Shruli, by Reb Shruli, the Goyim Reb Shruli. This is a chiddush. Why don't you run this by Reb Shruli? You come over here. Come to the Spink. Join us here in the Spink. You left me over here for 9, 10, 11, 12 days over here. Leave me all alone over here. Going out of my mind. No one's alone with over here. Going mashug over here. Right. He said to the Levim. You know, Yishol Leman, he would be a great Kohen. Maybe he's really a Kohen, Yishol Leman. He's like a real Kohen. Don't you think like he's like Mamish, the real deal? Maybe he really is a Kohen, he's just hiding from us. To all the Jewish people, Hakadosh Hashem Tnuas Aaron Hakadosh Rabbis Hashabona Shlomo Ben David Melch Yisrael Ain Lochem Asa Bakosef. The pasuk there says, "No longer are you going to carry it." What does that mean? Amalohem Im Goyelahu Imochem LeBavel Ain Atem Machazim Oisoy Oyle Mukaymoi El Ato Ivdus Hashem Lochem Yisamo Yisrael Make a drasha. He told them, "You're not going to take it. If you're going to go take the Aaron, if there's going to be Golos." And the Buchanetz is going to come, and he's going to take the Aron with him to Bavel. The Aron is never going to return. So therefore, that's what we learn from the pasuk. Nachum the pasuk, the Divrei Yamim. Vayomer la Levim. Nachum the pasuk. Yoshio is the speaker. Yoshio said to the Levim, to the administrators of the Beis Hamikdash, Hamevinim lechol Yisrael, who understand, they are perceptive regarding the Jewish people, Hakadoshim Hashem, who devote their lives to serve Hashem. To new as Aroin HaKodesh Bebayis, Asher Bona Shom Ben David Yisrael. Put the Aroin HaKodesh in the Bayis, hide it. Hide it in the cavity, in the tunnel, underneath the Beis HaMikdash. Because Ein Lecha Masa B'Kasef, what does those words mean, Ein Lecha Masa B'Kasef? You're not taking the Aron with you to Bavel. I know, I can foresee that Nebuchadnezzar is going to exile the Jewish people to Babel, and you're going to want to go to carry with you the Aron. No, 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 no. You're not going to take with you the Aron to Babel, because you take the Aron to Babel, it's never going to come back. Nachmal, Amulchem, Goylehu, Imochem, Babel. If it's going to go, you're not going to ever bring it back. It's not going to come back. I know that it's going to get lost there. It's going to be lost there. Therefore, El Ata, if du es Hashem lokechem, yes, Amo Yisrael, serve Hashem and the Jewish people, and the service is to put the urn in Geniza. Sometimes the biggest avoided to do is to shut it down. To shut it down. That's sometimes the most important avoided. Can we ask the Goyin? I want to ask the Goyin Ha'adir, Rabbeinu Yishalim, to please put himself on mute, because we have over here a lot of background noise that's penetrating the sanctum of the spink. The cockroaches here are getting very nervous. Vaita. Pitam Shemra Mishra. Now we go Vaita in discussing all of the items in the basement. We have over here Pitam Shemra Mishra. How, Shlomi, do you make the Shemen HaMishra? In Parashas Kisisa, there's a detailed list of all of the delicious ingredients that are necessary to produce this special oil which is used to sanctify man. The Ata, Kachlucha, it says in the Pasuk, the whole Pasuk agrees, B'sam Roish, Mor, Dror, Chamesh Meois, V'kinmon, Besem, Machatzisoi, Chamesh Masayim. Okay, it's going to be 250. The Mor, Dror is 500 measures. The Kinmon, Besem is going to be 250. Ukrei Voisem is also is going to be Chamishim, 250. The Kidah, that's the next part of the Gemara, Kidah. It's a certain type of herb, like Pesach, they're bitter herbs, an herb. The H is not pronounced. Herb. I used to call the guy, his name was Herbie. I would call him Herbie. I would say, well, why do you call me Herbie? I says, everyone knows you don't pronounce the H. You're a bitter herb. You know what I'm referring to, Shlomi? Herbie? Weiter. What's with him? He's still around, that guy? I can't hear you.
Right. 500, fine.
If you want to go count, okay, if you want to go count all the numbers, a number game, if you count all the numbers, it comes out to 1,500 monim, measures. If you add up all the numbers, you say this every single day in the evening, so if you add up all the numbers, you'll discover that the total number is 1,500. Vaita. Now, Shemen Zayasin. Now that once we discuss this measure, we're now going to discuss other measures that were found in the Bet Mikdash. Shemen Zayasin. What was it used for? A hin. A hin is, the Gemara says, Shneim Osor Loi. A hin is equal to 12 lugan. Now think about this, a kiddush cup. How many, when you drink kiddush in the hotel, they give you a kiddush cup? It's a revius. Revius. So a kiddush cup is only a quarter of a loig. So think about this, 4 kiddush cups. When you drink the dalet cup, why did Chazal mesakein 4 cups of wine? Each cup is a revius, which means that you're going to drink the night a loig. A loig. A loig. That's what you're going to end up drinking. The night of Purim, you drink 4 cups. Sorry, the night of Pesach, you drink 4 cups. Each one is a quarter of a loig. That means 4 quarters equals 1 complete loig. Every individual is supposed to drink the night of Pesach a whole loig, a full measure of yayin. You break it up into 4 parts. Now, multiply that by 12. 12 loig. So what's 12 times 4? What's 12 times 4, Shlomi?
48.
48 kiddush cups. Think about that. 48 kiddush cups is equal to a hin of shemen. 48 of those. Vaita, shnim asoloi, shulkan. What do? You take 48 kiddush cups of oil and you cook it. Not just a short cook, Lord Shlika means an extended cooking. You let it cook and simmer on the range the entire night. You go through Mincha, Maariv, and Shacharis. Whole night, that's what Ikarim. You take all of the Ikarim, means all the roots, all the spices, you let it simmer, soak in this oil. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the holy words of the holy Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Sholkon Hoya B'mayim. Nope, they did not soak the ingredients, the samim on him. Instead, they would take all of the ingredients, they would cook it in water, mayim, not shemen, fine. The noisin shemen al gabeyen, and then after you finish cooking it for a prolonged period of time, you would then pour oil on top of it. Mishahoya koilate, esoreya, choye maviroi, and then when these items would absorb the fragrance of the share of the oil, then you would remove it. You would somehow, you would vacuum, like in the dentist's office, they have special vacuums that suck up liquid. You would use one of those to suck up all of the oil, that known to remove all the liquid. Then what would you do? The oil. It was you would cook these ingredients in water in order to loosen up these ingredients. Then you would pour oil on top of the ingredients, and the oil would then absorb. The oil would absorb the fragrance of these ingredients, and then you would somehow collect the oil, and that oil you would put in a capsule, and that oil is called the Shemen HaMishkan. Next, that's how the professionals, the people who are the fragrance makers, the people who are experts in fragrances. It's a big business. I once remember reading some really good articles about how to make fragrances. It's a big art to have a certain sense of what would sell. People, they know, they go. You ever go to a department store? When I was a child, my mother would take me to the department store. I remember there's all these ladies that would give you perfume. They would give you perfume. So this is a big chachma, tremendous chachma. The professionals, they know, they have the certain. That's how they do it. They take ingredients, they soak them in water, in order to loosen up the ingredients. They then take oil and they pour the oil on the ingredients in order the oil will now absorb the fragrance of these ingredients. And then they separate the oil from everything else, and then they take the oil, they put the oil in a capsule, and that oil is called the Shemen HaMishcha. And that was put away in the Beis HaGniza. It was put in the Kodesh HaKadoshim together with the Aron and the Tzlecha Shalman and the Mata Shal Aron. It's put away for safekeeping at some later point in time. Weiter. Roikach, the right is the end of the words. Roikach, nirkachas, a fragrant spice, maase, roikach, shem, mishas, kodesh, yeah. Okay, so now, by the way, you think it's impossible, this is put away in Geniza. Listen, Chavetz Chaim, he died 100 years ago. Whoever would imagine they would find a video of the Chavetz Chaim? 100 years ago, all of a sudden, they discover a video lying in a box. Look at that. And now we can see the tzura of the Chafetz Chaim in motion. The same way, why did Hashem do that for us? Why? To get us ready. One day they're going to announce. Guess what we discovered? The Aron HaKodesh, the Tzloicha Shalman, the Shemen HaMishcha. The same way Hashem is coming to play with our minds. Look, there are things that are put away in Geniza. Look, it could happen. You can find these things. Here it is. Look at that. Get the vaccine. Two shots. You get Paraduma. Two shots. Day 3, day 7. Vaita. Next piece of work. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Eli. You know who he is? Show me. I bet you he wasn't in the hotel. I bet you. I don't think he would be there, this guy. I saw that you showed me those videos. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mamish could not believe what I was seeing. I could not believe what you sent me. Are you listening to me, Shlomi? Are you there?
I just didn't have the mic next to me. That's all.
Vaita. Shem na mishcha b'midbar. It was miraculous soil from beginning until end. Stayed in the Torah, it was exactly Shem and Zayisin. It was 48 Kiddush cups. You need that amount of oil in order to. Now remember, it was 1,500 monim. Okay, it told us how to make the Shemna Mishcha. To take all of these ingredients, 500 of this, 250 of this, 250 of this, whatever, add up all the numbers. I don't know how to add up all the numbers, but the Gemara tells us the Sach HaKol was 1,500 measures. I don't know what those measures are, but it's a lot. It's a lot. And now you take the oil is equivalent to 48 small Kiddush cups, not big Kiddush cups. A share of Revias of Chaim Noy is 3 ounces. Three small schnapps cups. Look here in the kitchen in Spink, I have here a cup. And what is it on the cup? It says on the cup, on the plastic, it doesn't say how big the cup is. It doesn't say. All right, 5 and 9. So it says over here, Shemen Amishcha, the Shemen Amishcha, Sha'asa, my Shemen Midbah, my Sinisa, Nasa, my Midbah, Yatsa, Shemen Tchiloch, Yoyel, Shemen Asalai, Shenemar. It says in the Pasik, Shemen Zayasin. The Im, Loss of my Zaykon, Loh, Yoboy, the Sipik, the Allah, the Allah has come a Kamo, the Allah has come a Kamo, it would not be sufficient. If you actually would, you know, the Gemara here is following the first opinion. The first opinion says they took the oil and they would cook the ingredients in the oil. Remember, one moment ago we learned there were two opinions. One opinion says that they took the oil and they actually boiled the oil and they cooked the ingredients in the oil. If they cook the oil, it's impossible. You cannot fit 1,500 measures of these ingredients in a small amount of oil of 48 kiddush cups. It's impossible. So that's impossible. Sharei hu'ur bo'leil eitzim bo'ilim v'hayyara bo'las, because the fire causes evaporation. The wood, now the wood over here means the wood over here means the ingredients, because the ingredients have the texture of wood, and the pot in which you're cooking it also absorbs some of the oil. So it is impossible to take 48 kiddush cups of oil and to use it to cook 1,500 measures of ingredients to make psamim. The balas umimenu nimshechu, and yet not only do they use this oil to what, to anoint, to sanctify the entire mishkan, the krushim, the curtains, the kalim, and all of the koyanim. Nimshechu mishkan chokelo v'shulchan chokelo v'amlon chokelo v'umimen nimshechu aron v'koyin akolgol v'banan v'choshim v'yamilun. And they did this 7 days in a row. The seven milum, they anointed them all 7 days. For all generations. So obviously this oil, the nature of this oil is miraculous. Right. Melech, now the Gemara goes to a beautiful sugya in Gemara. This is the sugya about, does a child of a rabbi automatically have a kedima to be the rabbi? A rabbi passes away, who does the job go to? Does the job go to the son, or does the job go to an outsider? What do you say, Shlomi? What's the halacha? What do you say? I need here the microphone.
The Torah is not yashid.
You don't yashid the Torah. The chassam says that it goes to the son. The chassam says it goes to the son. I know a maisa where there was a person, he was the son of the rabbi, and they told him, oh, you want the job? What you do is you fill out a form, a resume, and include a picture. Don't forget the picture. We won't know what you look like. And letters of recommendation if you want to apply for the job. Weiter. Melech bitchila tal meshicha. A melech bitchila tal meshicha. Melech ben melech ein tal meshicha. David HaMelech, he was the Erste. Or Shaul HaMelech was the Erste. Shaul was the king. He needed to be anointed. David was the king. He needed to be anointed. But Shlomo, hey, you're Shlomo. Shlomo Rabinowitz. You are named after Shlomo HaMelech. Look at that. Here you are. You're mentioned in the Talmud. Shlomo does not need Mashiach. After you went to the hotel and your face radiates, this is the Gresta Mashiach. Your face, mamish, radiates even more than Shmuel Goldstein. Unbelievable. Even more than Shmuel Goldstein. Unbelievable. Melech b'tchila. Tor Mashiach, melech b'melech, ain't Tor Mashiach. My time was the reason. Kum mashcheu ki zehu. Because it says concerning David, it says, Hashem says to Shmuel, get up, anoint him. Ki zehu. The word who is a mi'ut. Only David needs Mashiach, but not David's son. Who? It's a drasha. Zeh. Tal Mashiach v'ein benoi. Tal Mashiach. Avol koyhein. But a priest. Avol koyhein gadol. Ben koyhein gadol. Afilu asar deres. Tal Mashiach. How do you know that? So here in the Tachach Chazim it says, because it says in the pasuk, a koyhein mishal tachal tachal mibanav. It's a drasha. It says the koyhein. Okay, let's go weiter. Basically, because it says the pasuk, it says the finish of the pasuk. The pasuk is mashm, but you have to be moshech also. You want to see Tachal Chalatin? Look at Tachal Chalatin. The Tachal Chalatin says Melech ben Melech ain't on Mashiach. Avul Kohen Gadol v'loy garis my taima til siv kizeh. Okay, the mizeh darish l'kamon. Okay, the Gemara is making the drasha. The Gemara is going to say it soon. Okay, let's go vayita. Fine, let's go vayita. Tar Mashiach, next piece of Gemara, fine. Nizra next. And all of the oil is left over to the next generation. All the oil is put away Lagniza for all generations. Next piece of Gemara. Now we're going to review A Moshmas Abalachim El Al Gabi Hamayon. Where do you do Mashiach to the king by a fountain? Why? To Simon. Simone Milsa Shenemar. It says Zirkafte Meshlom Bini Al Hapirda on the mule. Asher Leave Hiradim also El Gichoin. To the Gichoin, to the Mayan Gichoin, and Mashach Sasham Tzadik Akoin, Vinasan Hanavi Lamelech Al Yisrael. And then the pasuk goes on to say they shall blow the shofar and declare that he is the Melech. So therefore, because it's a good simon, that is why on Rosh Hashanah you go to Tashlich. You're supposed to go to a body of water. Because when you moshech a melech, when you anoint the king, you have to do it by a mayon. On Rosh Hashanah we say hamelech. You have to go to a body of water to moshech to anoint Hashem as the melech. Good. Right. Next thing. Next. Ein moshech melech melech. You don't do melech. Oh, Frank tomorrow. But we do find it was done. Elo b'nei halach like this. We do find that. So the Gemara is like Kasha. What do you mean? They anointed Shlomoi. Didn't you just say a few moments ago that you did not need to anoint the Melech Melech? So the Gemara says the reason why Shlomo HaMelech was anointed was because the Machlek is because Adoniyah ben Chagis misnasei leimar ani emloich. And he was trying to take the Malchus for himself. David was incapacitated. David was old. David was not well. And he had to have the entire story of Bathsheba and Nasnanavi. The ganze Haftorah from Parshas Chayei Sara, the Amelach David Zokein Vayichasu Babagodim Loicham Loi, and they called for Avishag Hashunamis. Okay, I remember once in Young Israel, on the night of Shavuos, I appeared a shir so much time. I put the appearing the shir, and maybe two people showed up to the shir, and the person after me. He prepared a shir, and his topic was Avishak David and Avishak Hashunamis. And Mamish, the place was packed. The place was packed. And I was so hurt. Why, when I say a shir, no one comes? And then he says, so someone says to me, look at his topic. Look at the topic. He has a good topic. You know who told that to me? My mother told that to me. What do you think? He has a good topic. David and Avishak Hashunamis, you'll get a lot of people to come to such a shir. No one's going to come to your shir. Weiter. Machloikis. The name of Nimshak Shlomo, the Machlokus Machloikis of Adoniyah ben Chagis. Yoyosh. Why was Yoyosh not in Asalyo? Because Asalyah wanted to kill him. Asalyah tried to kill him. Yoyosh was hidden away for 6 years in the attic of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So his life was in danger in order to, and then she would do a coup, and they were able skillfully to remove her from office, and he was anointed. Yehoi Ochaz, why was Yehoi Ochaz was the king after Yoshiyahu died, who took his place? Yehoi Ochaz, he was anointed. Why? because Mnei Yehoyakim Achiv Shoyeh Gadol Men Shdei Shanim, because really the one that was really supposed to be king was his older brother, Yehoyakim. He was 2 years older. So he was, what happened? The end was that Yehoyakim died, and eventually Yehoyakim took over Taka, but Yehoyakim died very quickly. Nebuchadnezzar, after Yehoyakim died, then Yehoyakim, his older brother, became the king. He did not go to his son. It went to Yehoyakim, the older brother. And then Nebuchadnezzar came, and he took him down to Mitzrayim. I don't remember. They took him down, and he died on the way. On the way, he died in the chariot, and the chariot was smelling from his dead body. So they threw his body out into the street like a dead horse. Can you imagine the holy body of the Melech Yisrael? He was thrown out. Vaita. Next, Yehu. Why was he anointed? Why was he anointed? Because Yoram, the son of Ahav, because the Malchus was also Machlokes. Okay, it was also Machlokes there. And Yehu was also anointed because Yoram was the previous king. Okay, Yoram, the Malchus, was taken away from Yoram, the Navi. The Navi, who is the Navi? Achia HaShiloini. Okay, Achia HaShiloini told him, was that the Navi? Because Yehu was Nimshach, because the Navi went and told him, you know more the king. It was also Machlokes. Right, okay. So that's the ma'isa. Next sugya. Lo chen ksev kol mashcheu ki zehu. Frag the Gemara. How could you say, go on Yehu. How could you say that Yehu is Nimshach, but it says lo chen ksev kol mashcheu ki zehu. Zetor Meshichah, in Malchay Yisrael to Meshichah, Frag the Gemara. What's going on? Doesn't make any sense. Can't be. The only one that requires anointing of oil is a Melech of Yehuda, a descendant of David HaMelech. Yehu was from the Malchay Yisrael, not from the Malchay Yehuda. So Frag the Gemara, what are you talking about? Doesn't it say in the pasuk by David, "Kum"? Hashem says to Shmuel, "Kum, rise up, Moshchehu, ki zehu." I will make a drasha. Zetor Meshicha. Only a descendant of David needs Meshicha. The Ein Malchay Yisrael to the Meshicha. Ella. So therefore, it cannot be. It comes out. So the Mersa Kasha, how then were they permitted to anoint him? It's like being moyel b'kodesh. You're not allowed to go and abuse the Shem Namishcha. El Gemara says, there's a mistake. There's a Ta'os, Enochanami, Yehu was not anointed. Yehu was not anointed with the real Shem Namishcha. Elo Yehoyach is a Ne Yehoyachim, Achida we're reviewing. Shogom Mishnishvanim. And the Gemara is the Kash, the Chilo Yoshiyahu, Ginozoi, Frank the Gemara, Melkash. Wait, the Gemara is in Melakasha. The Gemara is answering this question like the Jewish way. The Jewish way is, how do you answer a question with a question? I don't like that. It's like a wise guy type of thing. I really don't like that. It really bothers me very, very much. A Yid enter Akasha mit Akasha. That's not a nice thing. I don't like that. You like that? There's something that's very disturbing about that. A Yid and for Akasha with Akasha. I don't understand, but that's the more doing.
A Malach answers Akasha with Akasha.
What?
A Malach.
A Malach? Who ever told you that?
He asked him, what's your name? Yaakov, when he was fighting with the Malach, with the Sar from Esau.
Love is that Tishal Lashmi. Why are you asking my name? I don't know. Over here, if your child, if you would ask your child a question, and he would answer you back with a question, you give him a frask. No? No, it's not Derech Eretz. It's not their heretz. I don't understand. It's not their heretz. If your child, if you ask your child a question, I'm asking you a question, give me an answer. And he answers you with a question, it's a chutzpah. So, oh, he's not your child. So what? I don't understand this principle. Tzorich li, tzorich iun. What this means exactly. In any event, the more over here is a kasha. How could they be Moshech Yehu when Yehu is not from the Malchei, the descendants of David HaMelech? So the Gemara is answering a question with a question. How could they anoint Yehoyakim after the death of Yehoiachas? And how could they anoint Yehoiachas after the death of Yoshiyahu? Because there was contention, there was a dispute, who should be the Melech? Should it be Yehoyakim or Yehoiachas? Wait a minute. Yehoiachas was a king after the death of Yoshiyahu. We learned a few moments ago that Yoshiyahu put in Geniza the Shemen HaMishcha. So there was no Shemen HaMishcha available to anoint Yehoiachas. So we have a problem. You're asking me a question. How could they go and they abuse the Shemen HaMishcha to anoint Yehu? Oh, but Yehu is not from the Malchei David, from Malchus of Yehuda. He's the Malchus of Yisrael. A good kasha. And for the Gemara, I'll answer your kasha with a kasha. You only have a kasha on this case. What about the anointment of Yehoiachas? Yehoiachas was the king after Yoshiyahu. And the reason why he was anointed was because there was a machlokes, who should be the king? Should he be the king or should Yehoiachim be the king? And that's why he was anointed. But wait a minute. Both Yehoiachas and Yehoiachim were kings after the death of Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu already put the Shema Mishcha in Geniza. So there was no oil even available to do this procedure. So what's the answer? When it says that they anointed Yehoiachas, it doesn't mean they anointed him with real oil. They used substitute oil, make-believe oil, Shemen HaFarsimon. It was ceremonial. It wasn't the real thing. It's like people who stay home for Pesach. It's not the real thing. If you go away for Pesach to hotel, oh, that's the real thing. It was a substitute for the real thing. That's also the same way it was a substitute for the real thing here. It was a substitute for the real thing over there as well. In the other Gemara by Yehu, they didn't know him really was Shemen HaFarsimon. Hear the answer, Shlomi? Hear the answer? Ella, the answer here is Ella. The answer is Ella. V'chilo doshe ginozoi hadamra. On this, the answer is b'Shemen HaFarsimon nimshach. Next, Vayta. It says here, Ein Moshe Lelochem Ella, and I can't remember a keren, a horn. When you anoint a king, you have to take a horn of an animal, like a shofar. A shofar, a horn, cartilage. And in this cartilage of an animal, you fill up with oil and you apply the oil from that. Shaul, the Yehu, Haisa Malchuson, Nimshchum in a Pach. It says there in the Pasuk that they were anointed with a Pach. It doesn't say they take a Keren. Why? Because it was symbolic. It was not going to endure. It was already known. Soif Mayas and Mashav Atchila. It was already predestined that the Malchus of Shaul would be temporary and the Malchus of Yeh would be temporary. And that's why when they were anointed by with what? With a pach, a container, not a keren. David, whose Malchus is Nitzchius, he was known with the keren. But David, Ushloimoi, Nimshu and Akarin, Choysa Malchus and Malchus Kayemis. Next, A Moshe Kayemilochim, and then Moshe Kayhanim Molochim. You're not Moshe Kayhanim Molochim. Okay, this Gemara is Mamish, not Maimit, because why? Omar Abiyuda and Dol Omar Rebbe Yoda Anton Daria Al. That's his name. You ever heard that name before? Anton Daria. Rabbi Yehuda Anton Daria. Lamed Hay on the bottom. What is it on the bottom? Lamed Hay. A Makam. He lived in this location. Al Shem Lo Yos Shem Yehuda. Now I'm telling you a tremendous chiddush. I'm telling you a tremendous chiddush now. Okay? Are you ready to hear this chiddush? You ready for this? You're not going to hear this anywhere else. The reason why Masechta Shkolim, there is no Talmud Bavli, and it's not part of the Seder Limud Dafi, it's not part of the Talmud Bavli, is because of this line that we learn right now. because of the Kohanim, because this is coming to reject the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim illegally seized power. The Chashmonaim were Kohanim, and they became the Malachim, which means that their entire authority was illegitimate. Someone suggests, very controversial, that's why there is no Masechta Chanukah. There is a Masechta Megillah, but there's no Masechta Chanukah, because Chazal deliberately went out of their way to minimize that period of history, not to use that period of history as a emphasize, because look what happened in history. Yashka, Shavsai Tzvi, there have been a lot of horrors in Klal Yisrael where people attempt to seize authority illegally. And it's a terrible thing. And if we're going to glorify the Chashmonaim, it's a very dangerous thing, because the Chashmonaim's hold on authority was illegal. And where does it say that it's illegal? Right here, this Maamar Chazal. This Maamar Chazal says klar, Ein moishchin kohanim malachim. You are not permitted to anoint kohanim as kings. Oh, really? What about the 50-year period where the Chashmonaim, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Matasyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and his three sons who served for 30 years, Shimon, Yehoina's son, and Yehuda, 30 years of authority, they were Kohanim, and they served in leadership positions, and it was a very good time for Klal Yisrael. It was a Chanukah miracle. That whole topic of conversation has to be hushed up, because it's very dangerous. And therefore, this Masechta is the only place in the Gan Shas where it mentions. So it's only actually said, we have a whole topic, it's a very important saying. Why indeed is Masechta Shkolim, why is it put into the Seder HaLimud of Daf Yom? Why? How did Masechta Shkolim, which in the Yerushalmi, find its way into the Seder of Talmud Bavli, in the Seder HaLimud of Talmud Bavli? Why is it printed in the Vilna edition? Don't ask a kasha on the Seder HaLimud. The reason why the Daf Yomi cycle does it is because in the Shas Vilna, the Vilna edition of Shas, they put Masechta Shkolim in the Vilna edition of Shas. Why did the editors of the Vilna edition of Shas insert Masechta Shkolim, which is Yerushalmi, into a package that is Bavli? And then, and by that precedent, allowed the Agudas Yisrael of America to embrace Masechta Shkolim, which Yerushalmi, into the Seder HaLimud of Talmud Bavli. Why? Why do they do that? So one of the very interesting answers is because there are a lot of Yerushalmi and Bavli overlap quite a bit. If you learn the Masechta and Talmud and Yerushalmi, everything it says there in the Yerushalmi, it says in the Bavli. Not exactly, but the topics are touched upon. The topics that are mentioned in the Bavli are discussed in the Yerushalmi. It may be the conclusion of the Gemara is very different, but there's an enormous amount of overlap in different ways. However, the content of Masechta Shkolim does not appear at all in the Bavli. The things that you learn in this Masechta Shkolim, there is some overlap, but a major chunk of what it says in Masechta Shkolim does not appear anywhere in the Talmud Bavli. And therefore, it's critical to learn this material as part of the Seder Limud of learning the Bavli. If you're learning the Bavli, it goes on to hate. If you learn the Bavli, it's ki'ilu you learned the Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi is just going to be repetition. It's not going to be exactly repetition, but the topics are going to be the same. But Masechta Shkolim is the exception, because the text, the content of Masechta Shkolim, you're not going to find anywhere in the Bavli, and therefore it's critical that Masechta Shkolim be learned together with the Seder Limud of Dal Bavli. You hear what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
Now, to illustrate that point, this is a case, this is an illustration that is off the charts, explosive illustration of that principle. where it says over here, Ligmo over here, the Yerushalmi says, Ein Moshchin Kohanim Melochim. Yeah, you're going to go find this somewhere in the Bavli? You're going to find this in the Bavli? You're not going to find this anywhere in the Bavli. Nowhere in the Bavli. You know why? Because the Bavli talks about Chanukah. My Chanukah. And Masechta Shabbos. We glorify Chanukah. There's a glorification of Chanukah. On the 25th day of Kislev, when the Yevonim, when the Chashmonoim, they overpowered the Yevonim, they went into the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a miracle. L'shon Abba. The Bavli glorifies. The Yerushalmi says no. There's no Chanukah. There's no Chanukah. I don't know Chanukah, but the whole episode of Chanukah in the Yerushalmi is put down in a very harsh way with this line of Gemara. So you see over here principles that appear only, here's just an illustration, that you see over here principles that appear in the Yerushalmi that you're not going to find in the Bavli, and this issue is a major, major sticking point. You hear what I'm telling you?
So what's
Takab Shad? It's like, I'll give you a better, what about Esther? Why do you glorify Esther Malka? She's an example for every Beis Yaakov girl, that she should be she lives with a Shegetz? She's married to a Shegetz? What kind of glorification of a holiday is this? What kind of mice is this? Karak Oilam? What kind of excuse Karak Oilam? A Yiddish Beis Yaakov girl, the niece of Mordechai, the wife of Mordechai HaTzadik, she's living with a Shegetz? The Rasha Vadati Avadati? She has a child, Dayove Shaparsi? This is a Bushuchlima. Bushuchlima for Klal Yisrael. How do you make sense out of this? And you know what the proof is? I'll give you a proof. I'll give you a proof of the danger of Esther Malka. How many years later was it when Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael? And what was the big problem? What was the big problem? Intermarriage. Intermarriage. Yes, Shlomi, it was intermarriage problem. Right? Why was intermarriage? Why was there so much intermarriage when Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael? Where did it come from? Why? Why was, you know, it is because they said to themselves, why should we be different than Esther? If Esther can intermarry, why can't we intermarry? If the leader of the Jewish people is intermarried, so we also can intermarry. When Ezra and Nehemiah came to Eretz Yisrael, the number one problem was intermarriage. What? Klal Yisrael intermarry? How could that be? The Pharisee of Sukkim, the whole Torah talks about the dangers. Don't take their daughters for your children, your sons. What's going on here? How does such a thing happen in such a short period of time? Well, Esther is a hero. And who's Esther married to? A Shegetz. So if Esther can marry a Shegetz, they also can marry a Shegetz. Right? So Chanukah is a Zelbazach. Chanukah was no glorification. Chanukah was a tkuf in Jewish history where authority was illegitimate. Like Biden. Who won the election? Come on, we know. Come on, man. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, man. Come on, who won the election? Come on. We know who won the election. You're the Vartan.